It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm so glad that you've joined us. We're in Revelation, and we're enjoying a study there, and we're going to review just a little bit at the end of the 8th chapter, but we're going to start reading with chapter 9, and we're going to read down through verse 12, verse 1 through verse 12 of Revelation chapter 9. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we've got many messages up. We've got our Constitution. We have the plan of salvation. Everything is very clear, very easily negotiated. So please that you find that site, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, why, please do so. And it's just Parkview Bible. It's not Parkview Bible Church. It's parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open the Bibles and prepare for the study today. Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven up unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. He opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. The shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. On their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there was stings and in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. Now, as we look at these words here, I just ask that you listen very carefully, because these are important areas of the Scripture, which all a Scripture is important. But you need to know you don't have to see this time. Now, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start the study. Father, I thank you and praise you for your precious word. I just ask that you guide and lead us through it. Give us your strength, your wisdom. It is so wonderful to be able to study your precious word, enjoy it each and every day. So please that you help us to look to these words, put it to our hearts. If we're saved, if we're born again, this should just really be a burning in our heart that we wouldn't desire anyone, our worst enemy, that they would have to face such a time. If you're lost, this is exactly what you're going to look at. Now, you can die first and go into the place. We're going to deal with that today a little bit, talking about the difference between the lake of fire and the bottomless pit, Father. So just guide and lead us and touch every heart today so that they'll know that there is a home in heaven for them if they will just come by faith to you and be saved, Father. That's our request. Now I just ask that you touch the hearts of those saved so that they will go out and witness to those that are lost. And that those that are witness to and those that are listening to the program today, as they hear the word, they will, your spirit will touch their hearts and they will be saved. Please, today, salvation come into the heart. Only way that can happen is if they come to the cross of Calvary where your Son, the Lord Jesus, died. Please, that they believe today that that's where salvation can be found and sins can be forgiven. Thank you, Father, for this great day. Now, please, guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got just a little bit of review as we usually do, and so please enjoy it. And we're going to kind of slide through it here very quickly because we have spent much time on it. But we begin with the 8th chapter and verse 1, and that's the 7th seal. And remember, there's silence in heaven for a half an hour. And then in the 2nd verse of chapter 8, we find that there are 7 angels, and they have 7 trumpets they're going to sound. Then the 6th verse, we have 7 angels with 7 trumpets, and they're prepared to sound. And then in the 7th verse of that chapter, we have the first angel sounding their trumpet. 8th verse of that chapter, the 2nd angel sounded their trumpet. 10th verse, the 3rd angel sounded their trumpet. And then in verse 12, the 4th angel sounded their trumpet. We will get all the way to chapter 11, verse 15, before we find the 7th angel and the 7th trumpet. So now that we have that in our mind and in our heart, I just ask that you will look with me now just a little bit of the last trump that was sounded, the 4th angel, 4th trumpet sounded, and here's what took place. A third part of the sun is smitten, a third part of the moon, a third part of the stars, and as a third part of them was darkened, then we have a third part of the day gone. We have a third part of the night gone. And so as we looked at these verses of Scripture and we read some cross-references to it, we need to understand that it is that the judgment is coming. Judgment upon this earth and a redemption, a redeeming what is the Lord's. And so he has to destroy the old and then he will bring in the new. And so we are in the process here of watching the Lord move forwards and take care of these things. And the last thing that we have is in verse 13. And it says, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of the heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the 3 angels which are yet to sound." And so you see, it's still coming, and it is brought a triple woe, 3 woes, as they recognize and see what's to come. This is all the inhabitants of the earth, people of the tribulation. These are unbelievers. And so now that we've kind of reviewed with that just a little bit and caught ourselves up, let's begin now with chapter 9. The 5th angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as of the smoke of a great furnace. The sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. So let's take a look now just a little bit. This 5th angel sounded. I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. It was not a literal star. Let's go back to Isaiah. We're going to have a lot of references today, so you keep your Bibles open and keep them prepared to enjoy this study. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah 14. Now, I'm going to try to give you enough time here to look to these verses of Scripture, because here in Revelation chapter 9, verse 1, we have the sounding, "I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth." Now let's take a look. Isaiah 14, verse 12. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which dost weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of the prisoners? Now, as we look at those verses of Scripture, we need to find that he is the prince of this world. And anyone that is not a truly born-again believer in Jesus Christ is following after him. And that is what he has to look forward to. And, oh, he boasts and he talks about all the things that he's going to do and everything. And when it comes all down to it, he does nothing. He does nothing. And so please that we look to this and we understand that now is Isaiah 14. The Holy Spirit makes it very clear when he speaks of the star as him. So let's see now, because we find here in Revelation, the fifth angel sound, I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Now, as we read in Isaiah, we find that as Lucifer had fallen, let's see what we have here. And again, the Holy Spirit makes it very clear when he speaks of the star as him here in verse 9, chapter 1. Chapter 9, verse 1. We'll get it right. So who is he? Now let's take a look now. If we look back at Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Okay, that's Revelation 1, 18. Let's look at Revelation 9, 1. That's where we find ourselves right now. The star fallen from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. Okay, let's look at Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. Revelation 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed for a season. Doesn't leave much question who the him is here. It's Jesus. Let's take a look at the bottomless pit. The bottomless pit is what people refer to as hell or Hades. It is not the lake of fire. The lake of fire is found in those verses of Scripture that we just read, chapter 20. Let's go back there. I should have had you hold that. Revelation 20, 1 through 3. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Now, when we look at the Revelation 1 through 3, let's look at Revelation 7 through 10. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, and a number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. So you see in Revelation 1 through 3, it's talking about a bottomless pit, which would be hell or Hades. In Revelation 7 through 10, it's talking about the lake of fire, the eternal home for Satan. So let's take a look here so you understand. And a lot of people, they transfer those back and forth. Oh, he's going to go to hell. Well, yes, but that place, hell, is a prison for the wicked spirits who have died since Adam, those that have rejected Jesus Christ as their Savior. Who's there? We have demons and wicked spirits. No one needs to be there. No one needs to be there. And I'm going to read a couple of verses. One of them is out of Acts, verses 1 through 8. And we're going to go through this several times, so just please stay with me so you understand the difference between Hades or hell or the bottomless pit and the lake of fire. There's a great difference between the two. Acts chapter 3, we're going to read verses 1 through 8. Acts chapter 3, 1 through 8. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. But Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now there's one that trusted in Jesus. Now let's look at James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Hebrews, James. Hebrews, James. There we are, James chapter 5, 1 through 8. Now you can hear the pages turning, so you know that I am not have not recorded this early or have it marked. I just find the books. I hope you're familiar with your Bible. It's a tool that you need. It's your sword. It's your guard. It's a blessing to you. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 through 8. Go to now, ye rich men, and weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be the rust of them shall be the witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth, and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. We come back to Acts, and in that precious book, we find Peter and John, and then we have this man that needs healing. And he was wanting some alms, some a piece of silver, a piece of gold that would allow him to eat and to live for one more day. But instead of that, he said, we have none. We don't have that. But what we have is Jesus, and here he is. There wasn't an amount of money in the world that could heal this man, but Jesus did. And so you see the power of the Lord Jesus to heal the body, also to heal the soul, have your sins taken away. Please trust in the Lord Jesus today, because silver and gold can't do it. Now, over here in James chapter 5, we have that's what these rich men do. How about you? Have you rejected the Lord Jesus Christ? You're not trusting in him. You're trusting in your wealth and all your CDs and all your investments everywhere. And so that's it. And even though they've really depleted lately here as the economy kind of goes up and down, and we need to, one day you're rich, and the next day you're broke, and the next day you're rich, and the next day you're broke, and it just keeps going back and forth. Oh, isn't that a secure thing? I hope that you're happy with that, because if you don't know Jesus, that's all you've got. And you see here, James chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, read that if you're not able to follow through there with me right now, and you'll realize that even silver and gold are of no value, none whatsoever. Jesus is the only one of value. And so when we look now, we find that the one that holds the keys to the bottomless pit, is none other than our Lord Jesus. And as we look back now to this ninth chapter of Revelation, and we have looked just a little bit, and we're going to continue here now. So we need to understand that the bottomless pit, hell, Hades, is in the center of the earth. The lake of fire is a place that God has designed, has built for the devil and his angels. But if you have rejected Jesus as your Savior, that will be your eternal home as well. Satan's not there. Satan's not down where you'd think he would desire to live, down there in this bottomless pit. But right now, Satan's not there. He's walking up and down the earth, sometimes as a roaring lion. Sometimes it's an angel of light. Let's go to Job. Job chapter 1. Looked at the bottomless pit and a little bit of the lake of fire. We'll continue to do so with that. So if you don't quite understand that yet, just stay with me. And we're going to look now to the book of Job. Job chapter 1 verse 6. Job chapter 1 verse 6. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Start with 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to the present to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The Lord said to Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth, perfect, upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee in thy face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thine power. Only upon himself put not thine forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Satan's going to and fro. It's hard to imagine that he can go right into the presence, up to the throne of God, and address as he did with Job here. Let's look to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter. Chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Look with me to 2 Corinthians, chapter 11. Verses 13 through 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Once again, roaring lion, angel of light. Let's take another look back to hell or to Hades, to the bottomless pit and its location. Let's go to Luke chapter 16. I sure hope you're able to look these verses up. Luke chapter 16. Luke 16, verse 19 through 31. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. In hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus received Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou is tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither came they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into the place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one raised from the dead. Now, we've just got a little bit of time before our time is up, so we'll probably begin with this next time. But do you see this place of torment, the bottomless pit? There are two places there. The Abraham's bosom, or paradise, or the lake of fire, the place of torment. And we find the rich man is tormented. Lazarus is comforted. And so even while we're waiting for the Lord Jesus to go to the cross and finish the work on Calvary, even though we're waiting for that, God still cares for his own. And this rich man said, send them up to my brothers. Send them up to my brothers. And Abraham's statement here, the statement of the the Lord actually is saying they never believed Abraham. They won't believe any other messenger we sent. The words of Jesus. Please, we'll begin here and review this. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?